WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Last week on Fresh Air, while I was on vacation, Frank Browning interviewed journalist Gloria Emerson about her new book on the Gaza Strip. Today, book critic John Leonard has his review of Gaza.
The next time you need to think about the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and the intifada of the Palestinians, there's a new book on the small shelf of the literature of shame. To David Grossman's The Yellow Wind, Felicia Langer's An Age of Stone, and Yoram Binur's My Enemy, Myself, add Gloria Emerson's Gaza. At first it seems that Emerson's tongue-tied, or at least stammering through clenched jaw and grinding teeth, indifferent to niceties of grammar and syntax, jumbled like the Palestinians in their wretched prisons and equally wretched refugee camps. She has reported on four wars, mostly for the New York Times. Vietnam turned her into a ghost at the Third World Banquet. What she sees in Gaza, between sand dunes and cactus hedge, under the orange trees, in a pewter-colored light, seems almost to have rendered speech her enemy. She spent a year, 1989, in this occupied territory. It's not even the favorite occupied territory for visiting journalists. It isn't at all biblical, or even historical, except to the dispossessed. But almost three times as many children are injured and killed each year in Gaza as on the West Bank. From her post at Marna House, where at night they watch video cassettes of English and European TV documentaries on the Intifada to remind themselves of the faces of those who have since been jailed or shot, Emerson ventures forth, to hospitals, camps and prisons, to courts and clinics and the Baptist nursing school. She tries to let the Palestinians do her talking for her. They talk about stone throwing, met with sniper fire and broken collarbones, about steel and plastic bullets, expanding dum-dums and high-velocity M-16s, about detention and torture without charge or bail, about the demolishing of houses of families of suspects who've yet to be brought to trial, about deportations, and on the doctor's certificate, this explanation, blunt trauma to the abdomen, which really means the prisoner was kicked to death. She listens to doctors, lawyers, teachers, even communists and Islamic fundamentalists. These Palestinians aren't permitted their flag or their national anthem, aren't allowed to meet in groups of more than five without official Israeli permission. When they get too flowery in their Arabic, when, for instance, a man with two sons in prison says, "Heaven has a red-colored gate that can only be opened with bloody hands," Emerson will switch to a language of statistics. She'll crunch the awful numbers of the UN observers and the Human Rights Watchdog Committees and the State Department policy advisors and all the important news organizations. She will also describe the nail-studded clubs used by the soldiers, like baseball bats with black tape to improve the grip, and the black hoods strung over the heads of the naked prisoners, smelling of sweat and vomit, and the tear gas canisters hanging from the telephone wires, like lunatic mobiles. Finally, Emerson brings herself to analogize Northern Ireland and South Africa. It was a discouraging time, she says, for those Israelis who, in the words of Camus, wanted to love their country and love justice. This is speech not after long silence, but after awkward rage. It seems to me that she has assembled her words like stones and then thrown them, as the dispossessed have been throwing stones at soldiers and prophets and the eye of God forever in the holy desert.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Gaza by Gloria Emerson.